up this beetroot.
Oh, hadn't we?
That one we had first, so...
Yeah, we're finished up now, yeah.
Just find it in the fridge.
There's a nice lot of meat there, isn't there?
Some ham as well today, you know, because
yeah.
I like chicken with
yeah.
it. And there's some, these, I don't know if it's more than that, the, you know, there were some sausages left over, so I thought if I cooked them, then, the, you know, if they wanted to, they could go with
yeah.
the ham, or we'd have them cold, if I was down tomorrow
yeah.
or something, but I cooked them.
Have you got potatoes?
Manage.
I don't know. I'll have one anyway. I'll see then whether I can manage the other half afterwards or not. Because it looks enormous.
Well, they're all big now, aren't
they?
They
are, that's right.
There was one that I've had to throw away because it was...
Is that so?
...all damaged at one end. And I, you know, thought I'd cut that away.
Yeah.
But in fact, it was bad all the way through,
yeah.
so... That's one I can say that we've had bad, like that from them, beneath.
Lucy back her English.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was clutching it as she went past her. Want some? Or have you had some?
No, I haven't. I have a little one. You've had yours.
Some beetroot the other day, nice, some nice little ones that I must cook. They were ever so cheap, I've forgotten how cheap, but you know, they were really cheap. Now, can you see what I did with the lid of them?
Yes.
I never had it. Man came here from somebody or other double glazing.
Well, how'd the bell go?
I thought it might be Pat, sort of at that time, but I looked at it, saw a man with a billboard thing.
One of the little maps from the book shows the Isle of Wight and some towns around the Isle of Wight. And it said pool. So she said, pool. She said, the boats go from there to France. So I said, no, Portsmouth. Oh, she said, that's right, she said. She said, I'm going from Portsmouth.
Oh, is she?
Oh, I said. Yes, she said. I like going on a boat. She said, not that I've been on one, she said. She's never been on a boat across.
No, I don't think any of them have, you see.
She's, you know, when she's been to Austria, of course, she's flown.
Yeah, that's right.
So she's quite looking forward to that.
You gave her some of the warnings of her.
No, I didn't actually, but.
I shouldn't think it's very easy to fall off a boat, actually. I do.
No. Well. Having said that, if you're fool enough to sit on the side.
Yeah. I mean, if you're sitting on a seat or if you're sort of at the rails looking at the water, I think you would have to sort of climb up over the rails to fall in, wouldn't you?
Don't you? You'd have to perch up on them, sit on them, you know. Well, I mean, you know what children are. You never know what they might do.
Father took the point about the children in the hall, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't thought about that. You know, I reckon it's Sister Josephine behind all this. She went through that hall. And she and Father is to talk about this, you see. They want to extend the jets back and do away with the car parking area as well. No, that's all right. But, sort of, can't see any point in it. I mean, congregations are going down. They're not increasing. The church is big enough for what is necessary. I would have thought, you know. Don't need a cathedral.
Well, of course, you never know. I mean, if they close St. Gregory's.
I wouldn't have thought they'd do that.
I wouldn't, but
they'd been more likely, I would have thought, to close King Stainton. Because St. Gregory's was a purpose-built church.
Yeah.
But I never forget the words of Doreen when she heard we were doing things. She said, you shouldn't have started it. She said, you'll only get kicked in the teeth at St. Joseph's.
Is that what she said?
Oh, yes, right from the beginning.
Did she really? I didn't know that.
No. This was when we came out here. Never forget Mark. Not even saying thank you. I mean, not for raising the money. I mean, I wouldn't expect that because as parishioners, that's what we should be trying to do. But not even for the food in that. Till Kitty and the way that he got up then said it most ungraciously.
Yes. Mind you, I have to admit, you know me, I never have been very impressed with him.
Well, for some reason, he doesn't like us. Well, you see, I've been thinking, as you know, this is the sort of thing that gets onto my mind. But I was thinking to myself, well, really and truly, we are so honest people ourselves. We don't go around, you know, in screws, sort of fiddling things. I suppose it comes hard to us when we discover other people have.
Yeah.
But I know Kay wasn't very pleased with Sister about these sort of scout things, because Sister said, well, if they're not collected by the time of the next jumble, we'll sort of empty the cupboard and put them all in for the jumble sale. Okay, said to me, they're not hers to do that with.
Mind you.
No, that was, I mean, Kay did what she had to do and sort of got the person.
Fair enough.
To do it, but Sister wouldn't have even had that. She would have just tucked them. But I know Kay put a lot of work into.
Who's not coming? Who's not coming? Good evening. Hello, Richard. They have turned it down. Oh, good. Mum says our prayers have been answered. Good. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, good. No, well, I bet you were too.
Just as yet.
That's right, yes, because she was thinking it was Friday. Oh, you were there, were you? Yeah. Was there a lot of discussion? No. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, very good. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you are. Jolly good. Yeah, fine. And there's Paul off half term, of course, yeah? Yeah. Oh, is he? Oh, very good. Oh, of course, you're going up to Cardiff, aren't you? Yeah, oh, well, I hope Helen gets on well. Yeah.
When are you going tomorrow,
Dan? When are you going to... When is it you're going? Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, well, have a good journey. That's right, yeah. Okay, love, thanks for phoning. Bye.
I was thinking of him on and off today at this...
Planning.
What did he say?
It was unanimous.
Turned down.
He said, now, of course, we just have to wait and see whether they go to appeal, as, of course, he says they're entitled to do, but...
They just had a restaurant there. That wouldn't be so bad as a takeaway. Getting back to the finances, I mean, the 200 Club, over the years it has been in operation. I mean, with what it gets this, what they get this year, supposing it's not 1,000, supposing 800. I mean, that must be about 8,000.
Probably 8,000, yeah.
I was just wondering if that was your girl who's due to come at 6:15 saying she...
Oh, yeah.
thought they were going to the meeting on Friday because I knew they were both off.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any more of this?
No, thanks. Very nice. Lovely.
I mean, when you consider that cost of those chickens, somewhere else, mind you, they were very cheap. Where was that? Was it at Sainsbury's?
Okay, I can't remember.
Could have been. In Exeter last week. So it made me think about them, I think.
Take a second.
Well, there's nothing much there is there something on? The sausages, yes.
Oh, yes.
They're just...
Yeah, okay, right.
Oh, they're good now, that's all right.
Yes, very nice.
As I say, I'm quite happy with this. When Father came out this morning saying that the hall could, one of the first things Father told him was that the hall couldn't be insured. I mean, it even staggered Doris, because she'd not heard of that before. Simpress. I don't know what Simpress is, but...
I must have a look at the person. Go upstairs and get that. You see, you there?
Yeah.
Are jointly insured for major contingencies and potential legal liabilities. The recent review has, however, highlighted that we can only insure our own legal liabilities and that we cannot insure or assume responsibility for your potential legal liabilities.
This is to the renters.
For instance, the hall is hired to you for a function of himself an injury due to effect in the hall itself, e.g. a loose floor tile, it is likely that the responsibility for the floor tile and the ensuing claim would fall upon us to be dealt with. However, if your injury is nothing due to supply by your own due to lack of supervision on your part, it would fall upon you, and we would strongly urge you to cover such liability by means of public liability insurance. But, you see, we can only insure our own legal... And so, insured for major contingencies.
No, you showed that to Father when it was all, because wasn't there something?
No, I haven't shown this to him.
Father Michael.
Oh, he gave me this.
That's right.
He gave me this to send out, and I sent this out to all the users.
That's right.
But, so, they've got some sort of cover.
Anyway, I think we better say we're going.
Yes. That's the birds, that fat. Yeah. I mean, it is ridiculous because we've had that November party down there, and it just needs a bit of planning. You just put the heat on a bit early. Anyway, I can't be bothered anymore.
No, I think we'll just wash our hands off it because we've done long enough. And I mean, for to say the Sunday thing, I mean, we've never ever thought of the Sunday thing being a profit-making thing, have we? That was always right from the beginning, sort of
right.
For a social
yep.
thing. You know, people couldn't pay, well, that was all right. They didn't pay.
Too true, we have.
Well, where's there anything you need to record?
No, I should be up by 7:30. Actually, something on 7:30 on, you know, on the other programme that would be worth recording, I think. Something about ski safety in America.
That's right. What's his name, isn't it? John Stapleton.
Yeah. So we'll certainly record that. No, I don't think so, not today.
I make the soup sort of peppery lobster.
Right. Thank you.
and things like that anyway. But to go to the shop and get some of this soup mixed, you know, it was the nicest I've ever had, I think.
Was it really?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll take this rubbish down. Thank you. by Wickham, please. John. Nineteen Lyndhurst Close. Seventeen, that could well be my bad numbers. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.